You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This hour is brought to you by Yingling Traditional Lager, oldest brewery in America.
It's time for 5 on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm wearing my Yingling flight shirt today. We're the exact opposite, Marshall, of Mully and Haw, where they have like the collared shirt requests and the short requests because they want to come into work all professional. You and I are like t-shirts.
Let me tell you something. Holes. Let me tell you something. Ain't no way I'm wearing long pants and a dress shirt or whatever when I gotta walk to and from work. Yeah, like that's unreasonable.
I understand why you do it because it helps you wake up. You know, if you're up that early, the steps you have to take to get yourself hype, I actually think that does make a lot of sense. But I did laugh as I was listening and walking to work in a t-shirt and jeans with holes in them and sneakers.
You felt like you were not coming up to snuff, up to par.
I was like, oh well. This is 5 on it, our most pressing, well, not really. It's our most pressing to us in this segment, sports questions of the current moment. But you see why we ask them.
Number 1. Yesterday, Spiegel and Holmes had an in-depth conversation about Cubs outfielder Pete Crow Armstrong and how frequently he gets upset after striking out. Is PCA throwing his bat or visibly showcasing his frustration after failure an issue for you?
I'm glad they brought it up because it's something that I noticed, but I didn't really think about it in the scope of a game. I was thinking about it in the scope of that particular at bat, but here's where I get concerned. Is he thinking about it in the particular scope of the game? Because that's when it can be an issue. And I've talked about how maybe one gaffe might lead to another, as it does with most young players. When I consider, like, for example, when he forgot what out it was in that fourth inning of the game last week, and then he tries to bunt his way on base, knowing that's not who you are. But are you trying to make up for it there? Is that something that was connected? So that's when I worry, is how much of that is bleeding over into you the next half inning? We can't really tell, but can it show or does it make you think about something else in the next at bat? The hardest part about baseball to me, the most difficult part, even more so than hitting a round object with another round object, is not overthinking. I don't know how they do it. So I think it's a fair question to ask.
I think Pete Crow Armstrong is 23 years old, and he's probably going through some frustrating times in the midst of having a spectacular season. And I understand the frustration, and I am okay with him exhibiting frustration to a point. I don't think he's crossed any lines. I mean, we know players in all sports who have demonstrated frustration in a very visible way. I love watching golf sometimes because the golfers, they lose it more than maybe anyone at a more frequent rate, I would say. when they hit a bad shot, or it's just not going their way that day. And then it does become one hole to the next. You can just see when they're losing it, right?
The mental aspect of it will show itself.
Yeah. Like, I think it'd be unhealthy if it didn't show a little bit. Now, it shows a lot with him. I think over time, he will learn to manage that better. But I don't really have a problem with what's going on right now because he's producing. Now, if he stops producing, it becomes a bigger question. And you could argue that it's becoming an issue because he's not as productive, or if he becomes less productive, it was an issue the whole time. He was able to, you know, overshadow that with how he's playing.
I also think we're underestimating the backstage aspect of baseball. There are a lot of places where, especially on offense, if you're just in the dugout, you can take your anger out. Nobody will see it. So
it's hitting the water cooler on the bench versus going down the tunnel and beating on something.
Exactly. So I take that into effect as well. Like, it's one thing to react immediately. It's another thing to react behind the scenes. And I don't know how many times that happens for people.
PCA, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Number two.
The Athletic recently published a list of players most likely to be traded at the deadline. The list was compiled by former MLB general manager and friend of the show, Jim Bowden. White Sox outfielder Luis Robert Jr. is number three on Bowden's list of position players most likely to be moved by July 31st. And he shared this detail, quote, "Several execs don't think Robert will be traded at this year's deadline, instead believing that the White Sox will wait until the offseason, hoping he plays better in August and September and regains his trade value. However," the quote goes on to say, "a few believe he'll get traded anyway because of the low supply of power bats and outfielders at the deadline, along with teams understanding that what a change of scenery could mean for him," unquote. Here's the question. What are your thoughts on the league's view of Robert, and what do you believe his fate will be on trade deadline day?
I think it has to be viewed in a couple of different steps. Number one step is the White Sox understanding that you're not going to get what you thought you would for him maybe the last couple of years. But number two, this might be your best time because of what you just said, Ray. There are so many teams that are buyers right now. There are so many teams that need the few amount of sellers there are in baseball to do something. I mean, think about how many times we're talking about teams that are still very much in contention, and we're focusing on them when it comes to, say, Seth Lugo in our segment at 1 o'clock. So that said, I think Luis Robert is still likely to get dealt if the White Sox are open-minded about what the return is going to be. He's going to be better on another team. I'm pretty confident about that part of it as well.
If it could work for Andrew Vaughn, right?
I mean, yes. Yes. Although Andrew Vaughn got sent down, unlike Luis Robert. So just factor that in.
Luis Robert Jr. was set to go 2-for-3 last night, but Mother Nature intervened. Instead, he's now batting .500 since coming off the injured list. 1-for-2. I think Luis Robert Jr. is definitely getting traded. There's too many teams who need a player like Luis Robert Jr. in terms of what his potential could be, who remember what he could be. And front offices are too, and coaching staffs, too confident? Arrogant? Put it whatever word you want on it, that they can be the one to turn someone around. Someone will be like, "I want that guy.
I can fix him."
Yes. It's like many young ladies who have dated the wrong guy.
Our team is the one.
Because they believe that they can fix the guy.
Our team is special.
Some people like a project.
He's in a different point in life.
Yeah. You know all of it. Yeah. Keep it coming, Layla.
Our team's just a bad texter.
It was just a bad timing. He just has never been in a serious relationship before.
Our team was just going through a lot that time.
Yeah.
Our team was busy with work.
He was focused on work. How many times? Look, you know how I can run these off? Because at some point in my life, I have used all of these priorities.
And you guys wonder why I don't date anymore.
So for this question as well, I hate to divert from that topic, but let's say... let's say breaking news. This isn't real, but let's say breaking news: Luis Robert Jr. is traded. What do you think that return would be for the White Sox right now? Like, are you getting a team's top prospect?
I think they at least got a proper return for Garrett Crochet. And what's frustrating is you could even argue then maybe not because of how he was immediately considered a Cy Young contender. But the contract aspect of it, I think, did factor in there. When it comes to Luis Robert, I don't know It would be nice to get two prospects. You know, it would be nice to get somebody at a double A level. I don't think that's unreasonable. At least, I just don't know that you're going to get. You're not going to get big league talent for big league talent in this case, unless you think it might be a trade where you've got a guy who is unhappy and wants to eat innings, a la like what happened with Savali and Vaughn. But I'm not sure. Not sure what the appropriate return is. I think you'd have to see how many teams are interested before you get an accurate price.
I think they will get someone with more upside than Aaron Savali in a deal.
But I'd see why that would also be of value, because they need somebody to be out there every 5 days. You know, like, I could make the argument for any of these things bringing value.
Well, I was just saying, like, Brooks Baldwin can play center field. So if Luis Robert Jr. is gone, they don't need someone right this second to be the guy. What they do need is guys who could be ready to go in the next 2 to 3 years. And if you get two of those, and maybe an arm, maybe a bat, maybe two bats, there's a dearth there with the bats. I like the idea of getting a couple of guys who maybe are seen as maybe aging out.
Yeah, I just consider what they did get in trading away big league talent in Kopech, Pham, and Fetty. And in my opinion, it wasn't enough. So I take that into consideration.
Fair.
Number three. How much can Adrian Hauser... Oh my God, Connor O'Donnell, your thing's right on the Google Doc. Can't read. How much can Adrian Hauser further validate his excellent season and increase his trade value by slowing down a red-hot Blue Jays team that has now won 10 in a row? Sorry, Connor, I love you.
All right, his edit point was on your
on the
question.
Google Doc, his name was covered.
Adrian Hauser better get traded.
What do you mean? Because
he could bring so much value to the White Sox and a playoff contending team.
Is it possible he wouldn't get traded? Is that a real thing?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
That'd be crazy.
It would be crazy.
Let me tell you something. If Adrian Hauser goes out there tonight, Layla, and shuts down the Blue Jays, whew.
Even if he doesn't, he's still of value.
I know. No, I'm saying he could take his value to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
Because last time I heard from anyone we have talked to in baseball, out of baseball, fans, whatever, there are not guys to be found who can pitch that teams are just willing to give up. The Sox should be like, here's a guy we are willing to give up. Noah Syndergaard's not ready yet, but Adrian Hauser is.
Follow-up to the follow-up, guys.
Oh, what's that?
Should the Cubs be interested in Adrian Hauser?
Sure.
I don't think it's a terrible idea.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. They need guys who can get outs. Adrian Hauser has shown an ability to get outs. I'm just going by Craig Counsell's definition of how he sees pitching.
No, I think that's fair. Also, the Blue Jays have won 10 games in a row. They're due. Due, I tell you.
Due for an 11th straight win because they're playing the White Sox, or due to find a way to lose?
They're due to lose at some point.
I don't know if today is that point, is what I'm saying. They're going for a sweep. The Sox have been swept before.
The Blue Jays
they will be
are really
again.
Bad texters. You know, they've just been really busy with work.
Oh, they've been busy with work, all right. Work has been a priority for the
Blue
Jays.
I mean, what did that other conversation mean?
They've gone from third place in the AL East to first place. And I think at one point they were in fourth place in the AL East to first place in the AL East.
Really bad texters.
They're really bad texters because they're busy doing. Look, ignore the fact that they've been posting on Instagram and Twitter.
And liking other people's
pictures. I just try to be present,
pictures.
You know?
Yeah, don't pay attention to that. They were doing that from their desktop, not their phone. Ignore the fact that they actually have an Apple computer, so it literally could have been from their desktop where they were texting.
But one time they had an Android, you know?
Well, that's a red flag right there all in itself. Can't be out here trying to talk to people when you have an Android. The green bubble scares people off.
I'm never going to not laugh at that.
Number four.
Five on it continues on Rahimi and Harris with this question. This week, PFF released its offensive line rankings and placed the Bears O-line at number four overall. Do you agree with where Chicago is ranked on PFF's offensive line list?
All right, okay, here's the thing. I took stat in college, and if there's one thing I learned, it was you've got to control for the variables, or at least you have to know which ones are weighted in a formula. Mm. The weight here is that they love Braxton Jones. PFF has always loved Braxton Jones, and I feel like that is the reason that the Chicago Bears offense, even though Braxton is not healthy right now, is ranked fourth. So when I consider that, and the first name mentioned in the PFF list is who? Braxton Jones. Mike Jones?
Even though he's not healthy.
Correct.
That's crazy.
So when they're I think they're considering this, like, if everybody's healthy, what does the O-line look like? And they are bullish on Darnell Wright. They love Joe Tooney. They love Drew Dahlman.
How can you not?
The last name mentioned is Jonah Jackson, and it says if he can stay healthy and get back to his old form, this can be one of the NFL's top offensive lines. They just love Braxton Jones. That's how I factor this. Like I take the emotional piece out of it. But like for example, Tampa Bay is number 6 in their list, and we now know Tristan Wirfs, according to ESPN, isn't going to be available for the beginning of the season. So that makes it a concern.
I think I'm not really surprised that they're a top 5 offensive line unit based on what they went out and addressed in the offseason. I think you're right about them loving Braxton Jones.
They do, yeah. If you look at all of their reports, they're consistent.
I think one of the things we have to understand, and I wonder if this is AI generated or how much AI contributed to these reports.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thinking, the analytical part of it as well.
Or just a formula.
Yeah, yeah. Because these guys have not played together. They have not played beside each other before.
The sum should be greater than the parts.
Should be, but we don't know that it necessarily will be. Jackson was the last name mentioned, and I think he is the biggest question mark, even bigger than Braxton Jones, at least in the evaluator's eyes in this picture, because of what they've seen from Braxton Jones in the recent past compared to Jackson's most recent past. Now, what he did in Detroit when Ben Johnson was running things, that is a factor as well. So I'm not at all surprised. This number 4 feels not egregious, so I'll roll with it. I hope they're right, because that means all eyes on you, Caleb Williams, which basically what I've been saying all offseason.
True. Number 1 is Philly in this list. Makes perfect sense. Number 2 is Denver.
Yes.
And they factor in Quinn Meinerz. Number 3 is Buffalo, which I also can 100% understand.
They have been known to push the tush as well.
Yes, they have.
Even though they say we don't want people pushing tushes anymore. But we can do it if we're still going to keep that as a thing.
It's a flex.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills have also been bad texters, and they've been really busy with work lately.
You know what it is?
I mean, Josh Allen got married.
My experience being a Buffalo Bills fan growing up is they just can get to the altar, but then they walk away. You get right there on the precipice of crossing the finish line, and then they walk away.
Yeah, again, if you think you're going to do anything in the AFC, Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills. Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
And Steelers.
Steelers.
Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
And still.
Hey, what's that? I heard they're going to the Super Bowl, Marshall. Is that what you said?
I said their ceiling is the Super Bowl.
Is that because they have a song? Holding the Lombardi.
What's that?
Is that because they have a song about it? Is that why you think
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Here we go. Yeah, that is also true. But no, I'm... Hey, all right, look. We will monitor this situation. I'm riding with the Steelers.
We're monitoring it all right. We are monitoring it.
I want you to clip all the sound. When they go to the Super Bowl, if it happens, I'm not saying it will happen, but if they reach their ceiling, just act like you know what it is.
You will take all the victory laps.
Yes.
Several. Number 5.
All right. Last question.
Our text line, 224. I'm not a bad texter.
The evidence is right there.
No, you are not.
The evidence is right
there. Our text line is not bad texters, although I have blocked a lot of you.
Yeah.
Don't cuss and don't call people names.
Although isn't saying, hey, I'm not a bad texter, like, hey, I'm a good guy. If you're saying you're a good guy, you're probably not really a good guy.
No, because in this case, you get funny points, so like that also alters my judgment.
Fair enough.
Ray, I think I am a good guy, though.
I think you're a good guy, too,
Marshall. You also get funny points. Like, you're funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, funny wins. Sorry.
Yeah, funny's greater than being a good guy.
It's like making threes. Like, it just covers up a lot of other issues if you're funny.
Last question here on 5 on It with Rahimi and Harris. This is usually a life question, but we're blending life and sports together. Let's say Craig Counsell called you to pitch in a game like he's done to John Birdie this past week. Do you think you could finish a full inning?
Sure.
You could, yeah. You're like, an athlete.
No, but like, I'm going to give up 10 runs. But yes, I wouldn't get tired of throwing these, you know, dart-like pitches that I'm going to throw. I could do it. But my ERA would be... See, what's 10 times? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My ERA would be above 12. 90. Above 90. Because, no, I'm going to give up 10 runs. So 10 times 9.
I would try to have some deceptive delivery. The choreography would be the real key here. And then I'd probably have something coming out of my hand at like 30 miles an hour.
Are you doing like the gymnast where you do the somersault into a pitch?
No, I could kick really high. Yeah, maybe a somersault. Like, some people do an aerial cartwheel. I'm not that cool. But, I would have to come up with a really interesting, not repeatable at all delivery to try to fool somebody. And then just do the old underhand grandma. you know?
Oh.
Two hands on the baseball.
Rookie of the year.
Indeed. I didn't want to spoil it for people.
Oh, my bad.
Just in case. Spoiler just in case alert. A 30-year movie was still a mystery.
So the strategy here is if you can throw a strike 90 feet away, like if you can make that toss and throw a strike, you can complete the inning.
Easy.
Like that's all you have to do because your defense is behind you.
Again, an ERA over 90, but yes, the inning is good. I can get three outs.
The opposing batter is really bad at texting.
I'm going to get two outs just because bad timing. People are going to pop the ball up because they're not used to somebody throwing 60-something miles per hour.
Here's the problem is I feel like Anthony Rizzo striking out Freddie Freeman was a gateway drug. Like, he was like, look at me. But then again, it's like, you were probably the best athlete, like, in two counties. Well, maybe not his counties because they were highly populated in Florida. But the point is, you were the best athlete around. Of course, you're able to probably strike out Freddie Freeman in an ironic scenario. Me? No chance.
I mean, Henry Roengartner, after his arm gave out, like, he got that little ephus, that little underhand pitch like you were talking about. Like, if he can do it, I can do it.
Grandmama. Ray?
Okay, so for me, yes, technically I could do it, but the patience would run out. It would be a 45-minute inning if no one came and got me. Batters would just, like, give up and, like, let me strike them out at a certain point.
Could we hacky sack it?
Like, I would think that would be cool. I want
to
try that.
Just different ways to get the ball to the plate? I don't know.
I'm not a bad texter. I just need to get up early tomorrow, and I really need a good night of sleep. That's from 815.
I love this for us. So coming up next, it's been reported multiple times that the Bears gave their season ticket holders a survey asking to see what they wanted or what they may desire in a new stadium. It has come into my clutches.
Let's talk about it.
So now I will release it from my clutches to all of you. And let's get inspired. Maybe we can do some brainstorming. That's coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science.
And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
If you could hear Old Spice Fiji Antiperspirant, what would it sound like? First, you'd start with Fiji Antiperspirant's amazing scent of palm trees. Add pure notes of fresh coconut and layer on 24/7 odor and sweat protection. You won't hear any dyes or parabens because with Fiji, you won't have any. So while your regular antiperspirant sounds like this, Old Spice Fiji sounds like this. Sounds like it smells amazing.
This is Andrew Perloff with an Odyssey Sports Minute. We were all confused last NFL offseason when the Atlanta Falcons signed quarterback Kirk Cousins and then drafted another quarterback in the top 10. Turns out, Cousins was confused as well. In a new documentary show on Netflix, Cousins says he wouldn't have left the Vikings for the Falcons if they knew they were going to do that. Hard to feel bad considering Cousins made hundreds of millions of dollars. But now he's a backup to Michael Penix. It goes to show, the NFL is a very tough business, even for Pro Bowl quarterbacks. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
I actually think that that is a good idea for new Bears Stadium. That was Bears President Kevin Warren. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And I got a couple of reports. So I got two sources about this. One from our friend Carrie, who's been keeping us updated, Carrie Wolovic, on Twitter. So he sent me some information about the survey that the Bears sent out to season ticket holders about what they want in a new stadium. Jack underscore BFR on Twitter also posting the seating chart for the Bears' new stadium in Arlington Heights. At least that is from him.
I like that.
And it looks like it's not quite a horseshoe. I want to say it's, there's probably, if you were to picture a horseshoe or like the Ohio State design is what I think of, fill in the right side more, but not totally. And then fill in the left side a little more. So it's essentially partially open on the upper piece on both sides. I am not good at trying to describe shapes, but essentially it is an oval with the sides cut out, kind of like an onion. All right, that does it. I got there. But the point is, they sent out a survey that I was told took about 20 minutes to fill out. And I'll read to you what I have. The Bears are a proud part of the community for over a century and have shared plans to build a new enclosed stadium located in Chicagoland.
Oh, they're not even getting specific yet.
I understand. So the new Bears Stadium would host Bears home games, serve a variety of community needs, and attract approximately 20 top-tier sports and entertainment events each year from around the world. I think that is a fair assessment of what they want to do. I don't think that's overly ambitious.
The number 20, you're saying, outside of the actual football games?
Correct. And also serve community needs. You know what I want to see? High school playoff games.
Ooh, that would be nice.
You know, people are always like, oh, you're from Texas. You want everything to be like it. No, but in this case,
yes,
I do. Host high school playoff games. That would be fantastic. So it also says, designed to enhance the fan experience, the stadium would feature improved seating opportunities and upgraded amenities, including better concessions, expanded concourses, modern technology, and more. Technology and stuff. It's a throwback for those who know. The survey is designed to gather your feedback, especially regarding seating options and pricing. So that seemed to be a part of this. They talked about a membership program, saying a membership program is used commonly by NFL teams. Under such a program, purchasing a membership would involve a one-time fee, which grants the buyer both the right and the responsibility to purchase season tickets for that seat for the lifetime of the new stadium.
Seat license.
Correct, but they don't call it that. So how much is a membership fee? Membership fees would vary depending on the seat's location and type, typical. Factors such as proximity to the field and seating level would influence the cost. So then they have other ways that you can pay for it. Interest-free installments for a specified amount before the stadium opens. financed installments with interest over an extended period of time, like 5 or 10 years, and a down payment or due up front. So what other members' benefits would you get? Kind of like season ticket holders getting the survey. This is common. I would say a lot of teams do this type of thing. As a member, you would have the ability to transfer or sell your license to family, friends, or a third party subject to terms and conditions. Other potential benefits could include recognition within the new stadium and first right of refusal for purchasing tickets to select other stadium events. All of that sounds great, right? I don't think I've heard anything that would make me concerned.
It all sounds pretty standard, to be honest.
Right, like if you're a Cubs season ticket holder, for example, I've known some of those, you get, I think, preferred, or at least if there's a concert or something like that, you get either a special presale or you get access to more opportunities for those, or maybe at a different price. Feel free to chime in here on the text line and Twitch chat if you want, because I know we have a lot of season ticket holders who help, so I appreciate that. So it says, a new Chicago Bears stadium may offer reserve seating, premium reserve seating, club seating, small group seating, 4 to 6 seats, or luxury suites, over 12 seats. Reserve seating locations will include access to standard concessions, restrooms, that type of thing. The purchase of a reserve seat would include regular season Bears home games, other options as well. Because, again, I'm getting this from other people, so I don't have all of the language. Reserve seat buyers would purchase tickets for playoff games and other events. So then they want to make sure that you know no pricing decisions or anything official has been finalized. So I feel like that is fair. And the stadium design that I am seeing in this is similar to what we've seen online. So again, that's multiple people reporting the same picture.
I want to point out 847 on the text line says, I received the survey too, and I only bought a single game ticket last year, not season tickets. So maybe this is more widely distributed than we thought as we discuss the Bears' new stadium and a survey that was sent out that Layla Rahimi got her hands on here on Rahimi and Harris.
It came into my clutches, and I tend to release information from my clutches and give it to you guys. So that's what we're doing. I also appreciate them sending it, if this is the case, to anybody who bought a ticket, for example, or if you have season tickets. Listen to your paying customers. Doesn't that make sense?
Give them a voice. Because honestly, what you don't want to happen is terrible decisions to be made and fans be like, why were we not consulted?
Well, and let's face it, the first time I thought of the phrase lifetime of the stadium, I'm thinking that could be 30, 40 years.
I was thinking 25.
That's when you consider the age of Soldier Field, for example.
Well, that's a special case, I believe.
But still.
Yeah.
This is not like something that they get to take multiple swings at over, I would say, a 40-year span.
Oh, no. With how much it's going to cost to build this stadium?
Bingo.
You better get it right.
So that's it. So for research purposes, please note, yeah, that no pricing decisions or something else have been finalized. And again, I don't have all the language because I'm getting this from other people. So it talks about club seats. It goes on to talk about the small group seating. It tries to diagram it on the draw out the picture, the illustration of the stadium that you would get. Luxury suites, for example, would offer private seating for suite amenities such as a private lounge area, decor, fully equipped service area, and wet bar.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you remember when those were popular at your like house in the 70s, the wet bar? Hey, we got a sink on a sink. Oh yeah, how about the sink over here?
I just love how in-depth this sounds like it's going to be.
I really appreciate how in-depth it is. I like the idea of being able to tell people exactly what they think they can get.
Oh, this is interesting. 847's pointing out that my survey asked what section of the stadium I might be interested in and at a certain price point. If I answered not interested, it would ask again at a smaller prices until I answered possibly interested. So they're gathering loads of data to understand what the people who have been paying for tickets might be willing to pay for tickets in a new stadium.
I wouldn't call it a breaking point per se, but I would say that that's a good way to understand, okay, well, at what price are you interested? Again, anytime you can get a group of people to answer a question like this and it's done in an honest, seemingly honest way, I think that's really good. 847, I would ask you, at what price were you possibly interested? That would be my next question. So it talks about these suites and it says purchasing a luxury suite would include tickets to Chicago Bears home games played and also something else purchased. And again, this is cut off for me, but it would provide priority access to games and most other stadium events. for research purposes, again, assume that this is included in a membership. Please note that no pricing. They keep saying it over and over again, which I think is really good.
No pricing has been determined.
In bold, no pricing decisions or program has been finalized. I like the fact that they're very honest about this. So then you had these options that you could check. Reserve seating, premium reserve seating, club seating, other premium seating like a VIP club or small group seating, or I would not consider purchasing a seasonal seating option at a new Chicago Bears stadium. So then they go into the membership as we discussed. So this is what I got information wise via the Bears survey that they sent to season ticket holders. So then they also just gauge your interest as to going to a different place to watch. How would you characterize your interest in attending Bears home games at a new stadium? Let's do it as a group, shall we? The options are definitely interested, likely interested, possibly interested, or not interested. I am definitely interested.
I am possibly interested. That's a long hike. That's where I am in my life.
It's 9 guaranteed home games max a regular season.
But they're asking just how interested are you in going to a game, right?
That
question.
Well, it says in Bears home games.
Oh.
But I don't take it that seriously. I think one can figure.
No, I think for me, as a non-working covering the game, I'd probably go to one game just to be like, I've been to a game.
708 WrestleMania. Hell yeah. That would be awesome. Wrestling events are coming to Big 12 cities. They just announced.
That's one of the things that Kevin Warren mentioned by name when he talked about hosting events there. Final Fours, WrestleMania, concerts.
Smart to do so. But also, these are the types of things that other stadiums of this caliber hold. So that would make it make sense. Okay, guys, definitely, likely, possibly, or not.
See, I love going to games in person, but to me, like, if this is in Arlington Heights, I don't have a car. And, like, the me transporting to go over there as someone who lives in the city, that idea sounds awful. And then the train is probably going to be packed if there is one to go there. So that's probably it's probably going to be a no for me.
Yeah, I think the whole idea, though, is to make the transport easy, and there'll be, like, a metro going over there, you know, you would think.
I would love a public transportation option.
I believe Kevin, I could be wrong about this, but I believe Kevin Warren has addressed that they want that would be a part of the factor.
But here's the thing, as Cook County residents and as people who use public transportation, it's also on us to speak up about it.
Absolutely, 100%. But I would be interested for sure because just as Marshall said, just to have the experience,
the novelty of it.
The novelty of it. You know, I'm more of a let me watch football at home guy to take in everything and the broadcast and everything. But I'd like to go to experience it for sure.
So the next question on the Bear survey that they sent season ticket holders is, when considering Chicago Bears home games, and not just season ticket holders, if you got a ticket too, thanks for everybody who are chiming in. When considering Chicago Bears home games at the new stadium, how would you plan to spend time before the event? Your options are tailgating offsite. Yes, that's me. Tailgating in a parking lot. Also me.
Oh, you're going to say yes to all of this.
Probably. Restaurant in the stadium. I mean, what are our restaurant options, guys?
We got to have restaurants in the stadium.
That's our project. As a show and as a listenership, we got to figure out what restaurants we want in the stadium. That we can do, right?
Well, it's going to be an original concept.
Maybe not.
I don't think they're going to have... Well... Now I'm thinking about it.
There's about the United Center.
Portillo's. Yep.
Portillo's at the stadium.
There's going to be Chicago staples in there.
Somebody get the Aurelio's original oven and transport it to New Bears Stadium.
But also, what's the name of the company that does the food for most places?
Oh, like Levy or Sodexo?
Yeah. They're going to have.
But they do that, though. They bring in local concepts.
Yeah, vendors.
Yeah. Okay, so your other options are, and I want you to think about this because we'll take a commercial break. We wanted to devote 2 segments to this. Bar in the stadium is a yes for me.
Oh, yeah.
Restaurant in stadium vicinity, possibly. Bar in stadium vicinity. Restaurant elsewhere in Chicagoland. Bar elsewhere in Chicagoland. Game day fan zone adjacent to the stadium. Is there a bounce house?
There's got to be all this stuff. There's got to be like a kid zone or everything.
Turnkey dedicated tailgating zone adjacent. So I found that to be interesting, too. We will continue more on the Bears survey regarding their new stadium. I appreciate everybody chiming in. We'll have more next on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
We have more work to do. We're going to continue our conversations with our elected officials and continually just work on it. But, you know, it's something that's important. It's something that I'm confident that the appropriate time we'll be able to figure something out.
That was Kevin Warren. We continue to discuss the survey that was sent to what we thought were all the Bears season ticket holders on Raheemy and Harris on The Score. But apparently we have some people saying on the Twitch chat, on Twitter, and on the text line that they were season ticket holders and did not get the survey.
Sample size.
We know that one person we talked to on the text line said that they were a single ticket buyer of a single game and they got one. And then I also asked that person at what price, because they gave you all these options, were you saying that you would finally buy? And they said, I chose the mid-level end zone seating at $250 a ticket. Again, I'm only paying for one game, not a full season. So I appreciate all the responses and I appreciate everybody chiming in.
Also, the important information about the transportation getting out there. A metro line apparently goes right up to Arlington Park. So I didn't know that.
Yes. Good to know. So we left at what were your outside considerations when it came to the things you do either before or after the game? And these options included restaurant and stadium vicinity, bar, restaurant elsewhere in Chicagoland, bar, game day fan zone adjacent to the stadium, turnkey dedicated tailgating zone, And another one is exclusive club lounge within the stadium, but a purchase required. So that's similar to what they have now. They have like the midway. I think that comes with your ticket.
I was about to say, do you have to actually spend more money to just get in, or is it just the access is limited to certain seats?
Again, I wouldn't mind that either. If I'm buying a ticket to a game, if I want to go to another part of the stadium that has a different option, then I would be okay with that, me personally.
I think I'd be more okay with that baked into the ticket price, not you get here and now you got to pay just to get into this part where you're also going to spend more money once you get in.
But this discussion, I think, is what they're trying to figure out.
Okay.
The other options are meet at a family or a friend or a family member's house. Other or none. I just plan to arrive just before the game starts. Who says none? I want to know who you are. You just go straight to the game?
I've gone straight to games most of my life.
Attending as a fan?
Yeah.
For an NFL game?
It's been a long time since I've been to an NFL game. But the last time, okay, you're right. The last time I went to an NFL game as a non-fan, I definitely stopped at a tailgate bar, whatever, before.
So
I will say,
it's on the way.
On that note, like, you think of the people though who are putting out this money to bring their kids to a game, and they really, it's kind of out of their means, and they saved up for this game. Like,
yeah,
you're definitely in that scenario. Like, yo, we're going there, we could afford the ticket, we're getting in, and unfortunately we're getting out, but we got the game experience, and that's a beautiful thing. So in that situation, I can see that happening.
Yeah, for me, having that option, the answer was just no to all of it. But yes, you're right, there is the option of maybe just going to the game. And then same thing for after the game, similar questions. And then obviously the one at the end says none. I plan to leave immediately after the game ends. Here's where I think it would be fun. Is like, for example, you know how they have the DraftKings sports book at Wrigley? What are you doing after a noon game?
7:08, right
on
it.
You want to still hang out? I would still hang out and watch the game. Like the afternoon game.
This text just came in, Layla. I wonder if they are also going to put in a sports book, 7:08. They have to.
Well, here's the thing. If you go back and you look at what initially started this entire discussion, there were a couple of reports that came out talking about how the Bears had supposedly, in communication with the Park District, wanted to include a sports book. And that impasse is, I think, what led to a lot of this happening. So they ask, what method of transportation would you primarily use? Car, personal vehicle, rideshare, CTA bus, CTA rail, metro rail, walk, bike, scooter. Please don't scooter from the city of Chicago
but
to Arlington Heights.
But what if you live there? I think
that's why I said city of Chicago. Let me finish a sentence.
No, I got you. But
if you scooter from here to there, that's like a, I don't know how expensive that scooter ride is, but that is going to be
showing
a
up
lot.
As an hour 43 transport on public transportation.
I think that person, if they choose to
scooter
from the city of Chicago to Arlington Heights, they deserve some Mark Grody Bears
yes,
ratings.
Indeed. 6:30, we're not whining about coming Bears out to the suburbs. Stop being triggered and just listen to the options. So metro rail, walk, bike, scooter, private shuttle or limo. I would also like to know who those people are. Party bus.
I think a party bus, like, we're talking about where this is compared to being here. People take party buses from the burbs to the games in the
party
city.
Party buses rock.
So people take party buses all the way to Milwaukee.
Yes, that's more effective because you're going a very, very long distance.
So here's where it gets interesting as well. On a non-game day, for which of the following would you consider visiting the stadium? A la maybe the Star at Jerry World, but that has practice and that's in a completely different location.
Give it to me.
But you get my drift. Restaurant dining options, number one.
Nah.
Number two, Chicago Sports Museum. What about the one that's here?
The one that's actually in Chicago, you mean?
Yes. Number three is retail shopping options. Number four, Chicago Bears Hall of Fame. That would be cool to see.
Yeah, but I think people are just going to go when they're there for a game anyway.
This is number five, live music. Other cultural events, sporting events, or none, I would not visit on game days. Then they talk about VIP tailgating.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but I'm interested.
You know, Marshall, there's a VIP for everything. So, of course, it makes
sense. I'm a civilian.
Sense.
I'm not familiar.
A new stadium could offer an exclusive VIP pregame hospitality area located conveniently outside the venue. The premium space could feature a climate-controlled environment with a variety of open seating options for socializing and dining. VIP pregame hospitality buyers would enjoy high-end food. I will take your finest caviar.
Is that what you think of when you think of high-end? Like straight to the caviar?
It's me making a joke.
Oh, okay. I was no, because people, some people would say like wings is not high end, and then other people would say there's other things between there and caviar that is high end.
Okay, so they continue. Yes, they continue. And beverage offerings such as hand carved meats, so a carving station, we cooking, oven fired pizzas. The Aurelio's oven, and a fully stocked bar with signature cocktails, craft beers, and fine wines to enhance the pregame festivities. VIP tailgating passes could be available or on a seasonal or per game basis. How would you characterize your interest in purchasing VIP tailgating? Are you definitely, likely, possibly, or not interested?
Which one?
I'm interested. I don't know that I'm definitely interested, because what if I go to one of these other restaurants or
based
something?
Based on Layla's answers to these questions, we're going to just call her Layla Moneybags from now on, because she's taking the high end of everything, and I understand it. I get it.
I mean,
the bougier experience, right?
It's a kid, no, because I'm not like going to be in a suite or something.
I think the VIP, tailgating VIP, the lounge that you talked about, all
they're
these
just
things,
options.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying, but those are the things you're opting into.
I'm not, I mean, but like, I'd be interested to know what they are. Like, I would like to see them on a ticket pricing thing. And then I'd be like, okay, I'm interested in this, but not this necessarily. Or I'd pick one, perhaps. But we don't go to the games. We're watching the games and taking notes.
Also, someone says, quit whining about coming. I'm not whining about coming in the suburbs. I'm just like, I think the at-home experience is greater.
Yeah, I said that earlier, yeah. Too. Same text. Like, information isn't whining. If it is, I ask you what you do for a living. All right, so the next thing says, like, how would you characterize your interest? Would you prefer to purchase VIP tailgating passes on a seasonal or per game basis? I would say per game. Like, who's buying a whole season? And then they go into that as well. So the types of ways you can get it. So that concludes the information that I received. I think it's great that the Bears are doing this.
No, I love it. I just wanted them to include all of it. There was nothing in there that I was like, don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have all the options for all the people.
Like, one of the options wasn't, would you like to jump through a ring of fire as the Bears come out onto the field and you're into your seat? Like, that would be an option that I would say, no, maybe you rethink that. But that wasn't this case.
They don't have anything in there that was not sensible.
Right.
Is my point. That was my worry when you told me about this story to begin with. I was like, ah.
No, but I do think it's good that they're surveying people. And I guess, you know, if you're a season ticket holder and you want to get the survey, it seems like that might be something you want to participate in. So, good to know as well. We have more coming up here on Raheemy and Harris on the Score. We got to get back to stalking potential trade deadline candidates for the Cubs. So, we keep it in the starting pitching family. How available do we think Seth Lugo is? Let's discuss next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.